listening to The GOAT, KYGTLP at 102.7 and 103.9 FM here in beautiful Idaho Springs, Colorado. My name is Val, and you're listening to Val's Radio on KGOAT. Are you guys ready?
Woo!
Yes, we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Velveteen by Eretic.
It's you.
That song.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, my name is Val and you're listening to Val's Radio here in beautiful Idaho Springs, Colorado, and this is Eretic. That was their new song, Velveteen. Guys, that was amazing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What the hell? All right, let's go and introduce everybody. Everybody, you know, tell us your name, tell us what you play in the band. And three interesting facts about you. No, let's not do that. Tell me about yourself. Listen, people are tuning in to hear Eretic because you guys are so good.
Stop.
Tell us about you and talk because I want to hear everything about you. Let's go ahead. Clara, let's start with you, man.
Hi. My bad. I just drank some.
I totally caught you off guard with that. That's my bad.
My name's Clara. I'm the rhythm guitarist and backup vocal person songwriter. Yes.
Yeah.
And hi. I'm so happy to be here.
Hello. Thanks for coming here, man. I'm so super excited.
I'm Kara. I'm lead vocals and songwriting, and that's pretty much it.
That's badass.
Hello. My name is Aries.
Aries, why can't we hear you, man?
No.
Wait,
no.
Hello. My name is Aries. I play bass and I do a little backups. Yes.
Yes.
And my favorite color is purple.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jasmine Rose and I play lead guitar and backing vocals in Aerotech.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Jasper Garnett. I'm the drummer and token boy.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Yay.
Guys, see if your mic is working now. I think I fixed it.
Hello.
Guys, hey. I'm a professional. That's why we tune into Val's Radio.
Absolutely. Woo. The GOAT.
The GOAT. I absolutely love Velveteen, and I want to pick your brains about this because there's so much I need to know about this song. First of all, define the title Velveteen. What does that mean?
I wrote it after the Velveteen Rabbit.
What is that?
Oh my God.
You've never read the Velveteen Rabbit?
No.
You made me cry.
It's like a kid's book. And it has this really cute, like, little Velveteen Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just always really like the phrase Velveteen Rabbit. I think it's cute.
That's so sick. What is it... What... Well, tell us what the song is about.
Yeah, so it's kind of, like, about trying to be in a romantic relationship with someone and believing that they're this soft, like, non-threatening stuffed toy, right?
Right.
That they couldn't hurt you, like, they're not intimidating or threatening. And then in the verses, you see, like, that's not true. Like, the Velveteen facade is just a facade.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very sad. Super. That's rough.
Did you write that? You did the lyrics all on your own? And everybody else wrote their parts?
I wrote the bridge.
Oh, yes. But I wrote the bridge.
The part lyrics. Where you do vocals
but
on.
But Kara wrote the whole, like, idea of the song.
That's super cool.
I wrote the chord set as well.
Does that song mean the same thing to all you guys? Do you all kind of interpret it in a different way in your own personal way? I see Jasper nodding back there.
What do you think, Jasper?
I tend to just focus on the groove, and that's my favorite.
Same goes.
Drummer input.
Yeah, same goes for me. Like, honestly, like, whenever I'm playing a song, like, every single bit of vocals just sounds like gibberish to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I know it has like a deep meaning, which, like, that's what I feel bad about, but but I'm kind of locked in my instrumentals.
Yeah. I also like never tell them what it's about. I come and I'm like, here's lyrics, write to them. They're like, what's this about? And I'm like, oh, write to it.
You guys, you don't even talk about it like on your own and in practice or anything. So it's really, really personal to you then.
I mean, not like super personal, just like, I'm like, oh, they can read it and figure it out for themselves. Yeah. Like, I don't mind. People just...
You're like, I'll let them figure it out.
Yeah, that's they fine. Can have their own meetings.
Right. It's super cool. So you, Kara, do most of the songwriting in the band.
I do most of the lyric writing and most of the melody lines.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else writes their own, like, instrument part, usually.
Yeah. And it all comes together very... very cohesively and very nicely. Like, I would have thought that you guys maybe sat down and wrote it together just based on how it sounds, you know, so perfect put together.
We write, like, in the same room, but it's kind of like, I'll, like, bring the lyrics, I'm like, everybody look at these, and somebody will pitch, like, some chords or a riff or something, and then we'll, like, build piece by piece off of that.
Yeah.
But everyone's, like, same room, but we're writing our own parts, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's, you're all kind of, like, doing your own personal thing, but holding each other's hands at the same time, which is super, super cool. I really love that. Yes, bro. This is awesome.
It's wonderful.
I got to see you guys perform live one time, which was at Soupstock. Can we talk about Soupstock real quick? Because that was one of the most incredible performances I've ever seen.
Girl.
It was really, really freaking cool.
Oh, my God.
The reason I stopped that is I was like, oh, my God. We had so many, like... things that went wrong, like people were so.
How?
Did you see when the girl fell into the set?
Well, that's just
Kara
what happens at
life,
shows
actually.
Like that, though.
I was like, the monitor's broken. She fell into it. I had to like catch her.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
I guess they were moshing, and she just like fell into you guys.
Yeah, like rolled backwards over the big monitor that was in front of me.
Yeah,
I had to like stop singing to like make sure she didn't whack her head off the concrete.
Insane.
And I was like, oh, catastrophe. Everyone's going to think we're a mess.
Kara saved a life that day.
Yeah, Kara literally saved a life. Like, do you know Machna?
Who?
Machna, the photographer.
No, I haven't. I've met Machna.
Well, she was our photographer that night, and there's literally a picture of Kara just, like, saving that lady that night.
Yeah. That's so cool.
And everyone thought it was so funny, but I was like, everyone's gonna think we're a mess.
I was like, can we post this?
It's like a Renaissance painting. It's awesome. It's
exactly.
There's like a light, like a sun behind your, you know, head, and that's making a silhouette, and you look like Jesus. It's awesome.
I'm gonna find it for you.
Jesus, I think, in purple lighting.
Yes, mm-hmm. That was such a cool show, and I loved, you know, the energy. I feel like so many bands kind of tend to, when they're doing their own thing and their own instrument pieces are very personal to them, they kind of just get into it. But the performance that you guys put on felt like really just a conversation between all of you guys. And I loved the energy, and I loved seeing you all interact with each other. I always think it's cool to see Aries standing up on top of the speakers and wobbling back and forth. I'm like, oh my god, she's gonna fall.
Yeah,
it's so funny, because I'll be like in the front, and I don't know what they're doing behind me. And then I'll turn around, and people are like on amps, Jasper shirtless. I'm like, what went on while I was sitting?
I
never know what's gonna happen.
Is that just a performance thing, or is that just kind of the energy that you guys have all the time?
Yeah.
It's kind of that energy.
Yeah. It's super cool.
I found you the picture.
Let's see. I'm gonna describe this as best as I can. So this is a black and white photograph.
It's like we're falling in love, isn't it?
Of a bird's eye view. We can see Jasper on the drums. We can see half of Clara's body. And then Kara is cradling.
One arm, like, under her legs, and one, like, behind her head. We're, like, falling in love.
So. It's love at first sight.
You are cradling a concert goer with a microphone in hand on the ground. This is actually a Renaissance painting. Like, this is so cool. I love that. So this is just kind of the energy that you guys naturally have all the time.
Yeah.
And it works really well for the band dynamic, I would assume. I mean, you all seem to be just super into the music, which is awesome. Do you guys have, like, a ritual to keep that energy up, or is it just, like, totally natural?
I don't know. I feel like when it comes to, like, showtime, I just feel like jumping around and, like, saying hi to everybody and, like, maybe high fives or something like that. Yeah. I'm just, like, happy that, like, we all became friends pretty fast, and just we're all kind of like goofy and stuff, and it just like kind of just meshes really well. And so just like knowing that my friends are on stage with me is just like one of the biggest like excitements.
Mm-hmm. So and I'm sure it's very comforting as well to know that you've got like people who you know and love and good people around you, and then that really brings out the energy, which is awesome. I'm a bit embarrassed to say that I don't actually know the origins of Eretic. I don't know how you guys became one. And I know that Aries is the newest member.
Oh, actually, it's...
Jasper's the newest member.
Yeah, but we joined around the
Our
same
old drummer
time.
Broke his hand.
No, really? Yes. So you fired him?
She left.
And then we spawned.
Oh, it was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Samir.
Happy birthday, Samir.
We love you. I'm sorry you broke your hand.
So I want you guys to tell me about how Eretic became one.
Can I?
Yes.
You absolutely can.
I also have my own little take on it.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
So Kara and I met at a party, and we're like, oh my gosh, we have very similar names. We have to be friends. And then we found out that we both really like vampires and like dark stuff, and we're both like, you know, alternative gals. And we were like, we should start
talking about Visual K.
Yeah, we started talking about Visual K. Yeah. Yeah, that's what really started, you know. And then we were like, man, we should start a goth band and like goth inspired. That's what I first started as, goth inspired band. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, yeah, and so we started writing a little bit. This was like in, you know, August, September ish last year.
Yeah.
And then the night it all happened. Do you want to say that part?
Yeah, so basically I was playing a show. I used to do guitars for Audrey Riggs, who's a pop artist over in Denver.
I know Audrey and, Riggs. That's so cool.
Yeah, we love Audrey Riggs. And basically I was playing a show of hers, I think it was over at Goosetown Tavern, and the original bassist of the band, Gigi, comes up to me and says, hey, Clara's looking for a guitarist who like plays like some like cool like goth stuff, and I thought I'd like ask you. And I'm like, oh my god, I have to like take this up. So I think I contact you about it, and then we sort of arrange the details on the night it all began.
Yeah.
And it was my birthday, too, last year.
It was your birthday.
My birthday last year, and that we had a party. It was a lot of vomit, but we got a guitarist, so worth it.
And that's Samir, so cool. And our drummer. We met our bass. We had our bassist, drummer, and guitar and lead guitarist that night.
Yeah. And a lot of Clara puke in my toilet.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking care of me.
I don't know if I should ask you about that or if that's a sensitive topic that you want to talk about.
You know.
It was just alcohol, man.
It was definitely just alcohol.
And then
no feelings, nothing.
In my shower, I was like cupping it into buckets. It was crazy.
Oh, gosh. So y'all really just got together over like a shared love of the same music, which is awesome.
Yes.
What kind of music are you guys into? I was looking at your Spotify playlist of like similar songs. I don't know how Spotify works, so I don't know if you guys made that. But what are you guys into? What are your influences?
Cocteau Twins. Cocteau Twins, Susie and the Banshees, Bauhaus,
Jack Off Jill,
absolutely.
Babes in Toyland.
Yes. Love Christian Death. Love some good death rock.
Type O Negative.
Yes.
Type O.
You and I had that conversation. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Love we also have a little bit of a MCR flair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love Deftones.
I keep trying
we
to make us more emo, and they won't do it. I'm
trying to go more emo with it, too. But
I'm very open to that.
Yeah, I'm open. But, yeah, Deftones, Evanescence. We love mall goth here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'd say like you're like pretty indie focused on like your music taste.
Yeah, for sure. I'd say overall for me, like indie, alt rock, a lot of grunge still, especially in drumming. I kind of take from like Dave Grohl as much as I can and influenced by like John Bonham, which isn't grunge, but he has my heart, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has my heart too. That's awesome. I thought this would be super interesting because it seems like you all, you know, have a similar taste, but different influences that really kind of bring Heretic together for what it is, you know. It's if you were all just into MCR, you would just be an MCR cover band, you know what I mean?
And I would be happy with that.
Are there any musical influences that you guys have that people probably wouldn't expect from you?
I love the Babe Rainbow. I take a lot of inspiration from the Babe Rainbow.
The Babe Rainbow. Good. I think you showed me them a couple months ago.
I still gotta listen to it.
So good.
That's what's up.
Yes.
Yeah.
The first artist that made me want to sing was Lady Gaga.
Really? Oh my God, Gaga. Yeah.
Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I want to take a ride. I mean, this is gonna stick. Are you guys? Are you still into like Lady Gaga and pop music? Yeah. That's still an influence for you?
Yeah, I think it's mostly cool. Like, I don't really mind genre. I just like the aesthetic, and I like when music makes me feel something.
Mm-hmm.
And I like just this dark, spooky aesthetic that she really leans into.
Yeah.
So I don't mind that she's pop. I'm just like, I like the vibe. Yeah. So I like the music.
What's your favorite Gaga era, though?
Bad Romance.
Woo!
Fey Monster.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. For me, Latin music. Mm-hmm. Always. Mm-hmm. Love flamenco. Love salsa. Love merengue. I love all of it. Latin music has empowered me to make music and has just empowered me throughout my entire life. And I feel like a lot of it feeds into the way I play guitar and the way that I solo specifically.
Mm. I could definitely hear that in Velveteen, the solo that you were doing. I was like, ooh, there's definitely an influence there. I can really hear it. Mm. Do you play a lot of just like flamenco and classical and Latin stuff?
Not necessarily. Like, I've just been raised on Latin music basically my entire life. Like, I have, like, pretty heavy Puerto Rican heritage. And through that, like, I would just listen to, God, I mean, like, Ricky Martin, Shakira. I would listen to, oh, my gosh, who else? Like, I would listen to Natalia Lafourcade, Mon Laferte, among many others, you know? Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's just more, like, Latin pop. But I have a lot more Latin music that I listen to other than that.
That's super cool. The influence definitely comes out in your soloing specifically and in your playing.
I'm glad.
Which is awesome. Yeah. Anything else we can think of?
Lately I've been getting into, well, I had a big Destiny's Child phase.
Yeah.
And I've been getting back into them again. I'm like, oh my gosh, their harmonies are so fucking good. They're so freaking good.
Yeah. The harmonies, dude, you're right.
Yes. I love them.
That's so cool.
Sorry, y'all.
So, and I don't mean to put you guys on the spot if you're not ready to play the next song that you guys had prepared, but the next song, what was it called?
Hummingbird.
And I think that it's always fun to get into the live music again after hearing your influences, because I'm definitely going to be able to pick them out. Do you think this is a song that really reflects that?
I think so, sort of in, like, the later influences we were saying, because, like, there's a lot of harmonies and stuff.
Yeah.
So more of those unconventional
influences.
And it's kind of grungy, kind of gothy, kind of both. Mm-hmm.
So who wrote this song?
I wrote the lyrics, and I brought the lyrics pretty much mostly finished.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just told everyone to write music to it.
That's super cool.
And then Jasmine came up with, like, the main lead thing, because like sometimes I'll come up with like a chord progression and Jasmine will come up with like a lead for that, and then other times Jasmine will come up with the lead first and then like show me the chords and I'll go off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And for this one it was Jasmine writing her guitar part first, and then kind of I was going off of what she's playing.
Right. Well, are you guys ready? I'm so excited to hear this one.
Yeah. Once I put on my strap, my guitar strap on, I should be good to go.
Is this a good placement?
Yeah, that's good. I can't wait to ask you guys about what the song is about, and like, I'm so excited. Jasper, you ready, or are you dying about
it? I'm good.
We put him in like the farthest spot in the room because he's got like a whole kit, but he sounds great. All right, y'all, if you're just tuning in, thank you so much for being here. You're listening to The GOAT, KYGTLP, at 102.7 and 103.9 FM in Idaho Springs, Colorado. My name is Val. You're listening to Val's Radio, and here is Eretic Hummingbird.
Thank you.
That was so good. All right, y'all, I think we're going to take a break. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much for being here. My name is Val. You're listening to Val's Radio. Thanks for hanging out with Eretic. We're going to do some recorded music, some sponsors, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
Winter well, heaven
listening to The Goat, KYGTLP at 102.7 and 103.9 FM in Idaho Springs, Colorado. My name is Val, and you're listening to Val's Radio on K-Goat. Programming on KYGT is supported by the Historical Society of Idaho Springs, celebrating the history of the Idaho Springs area through the operation of three museums and the Idaho Springs Visitor Center at 2060 Minor Street. You can go to historicidahosprings.com for more information. Thanks for staying tuned. We'll be right back with more The Interview with Eretic.
Yeah. stay. Hey, baby, when you walk that way, watch Honey Crimp, can't keep away.
Listening to The Goat, KYGTLP at 102.7 and 103.9 FM in Idaho Springs, Colorado. My name is Val, and you're listening to Val's Radio on K-Goat. How you guys doing?
Good, how are
so
you?
Good. So good.
We're back with our interview with Eretic, which we were just having an incredibly stimulating conversation about My Little Pony.
Yes.
And our favorite My Little Ponies and what that means for us.
Chat, drop your fave My Little Ponies in the chat.
So we just heard Hummingbird from you guys, which was phenomenal, by the way. And for a little while, I wanna ask you about what Hummingbird is about to each one of you guys. But specifically, you know, for the lyrics and how the song was written. What does it mean to you, Kara?
This one, this one's a little heavy. This one's about the death of a child. I won't expand on that.
Gotcha.
But that's what it's about. It's just kind of like losing someone too young, and Hummingbird Heart is supposed to be like little itty bitty heart, and it's already,
yeah,
not alive. Very sad.
Is that a difficult song for you to play because of that?
No, I mean, I feel like sometimes it's difficult to write the lyrics, like the first drafts of them, when I talk about stuff like that. But once we start playing it, I kind of just like, I'm not really thinking about the lyrics the whole time. I'm thinking more about like how I'm singing it.
Right.
So it's not too bad.
It's super cool. You guys really sounded amazing on it. And I want to ask, the second half of the interview is always fun because I want to hear band stories from you guys. These are my absolute favorite. And I want to hear funny stories you guys have from your shows, from if you guys have done like a tour, or from your recording sessions. Funniest, scariest, most interesting experiences that you guys have had as a band. Does anything come to mind?
Creep by Radiohead.
Ugh. Play Creep by Radiohead.
Our first heckler.
Yes. Our first heckler at the church.
The church in Boulder.
The church in Boulder. We were just like playing our set, and this girl, I swear to God, she yelled it like 20, 25 times just over us, like trying to tune and get ready for the next song. Play Creep by Radiohead!
Just so, over and over?
Just over and over.
That's
and
so
everyone
lame.
Just like stopped and looked at her, but nobody told her to stop. Yes. Just let her keep going.
I feel like if everybody's just
like,
staring
play these
at
chords,
you.
That she'd start yelling the lyrics at us.
Yes. Oh, and so we couldn't like start the song because she was like yelling the lyrics so loud, and we were like, hey, girl.
Hey, stop.
Hey,
what
girl,
are you
doing? Can you knock that off?
I feel like threw us off.
And then after our set, they played it. They played Creep by Radiohead on the speakers, and she sang it.
Yeah, they enabled
and I was
her.
Like,
and we were
I guess she's having fun, you know?
It was the acoustic version. It was so cheesy.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
The only thing worse than Creep by Radiohead is... or worse than Radiohead is Creep by Radiohead.
Yeah. I like Radiohead.
Yeah, Radiohead's cool.
Yeah, but Radiohead has, like, so many good songs, which proves your point. And like, I don't know anything other.
Yeah, yell us another song, and maybe we'll play a different Radiohead song.
Yeah, there are many better ones than that.
Crazy. And at that same show, like Carpet the fire alarm went off, and like, yeah. Or the smoke detector.
Yeah, because people were vaping. People were vaping
people
in the building.
Yeah. Hotboxing the thing. So we had to stop a bunch of times for that set. So that was fun.
Would you say that was one of the worst show experiences that you guys have had? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's weird, because, like, the audience was so into it. It was, like, a great audience, but then we just had so many, like, weird little difficulties like that. We were like, we don't know how to feel, actually, about how this show went.
Yeah. Does that make a bad show for you guys, like, technical difficulties, or what makes a good show, what makes a bad show for you?
A bad show is when you don't play it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Words to live by.
Yeah, I feel like it was still a good show because, yeah, part of it is the audience energy and how into it they are, and then how much fun we're having as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, like, what makes a good show is that, and then also just, you know, whatever happens, we play through it, and we, you know, we do our set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, technical difficulties are going to happen at every show. What makes a bad show is if you recover from those or not.
Right. Yeah,
exactly. Like, you can mess up as many times as you want in a show or in a set, but, like you said, the recovery is the most important part.
Yeah.
A wrong note played twice is jazz.
Yes.
Words to live by. That's so true.
It's
super
like
cool.
Jazz?
I want to ask you guys kind of an interesting question. I want you to think about it. This is one of my favorites to ask in my interviews. If you could perform or write or creatively collaborate with any artist ever, who would it be?
Lydia Lunch.
Oh.
Would you be mad if I said I didn't know who that was?
Lydia Lunch is a no-wave icon from New York. Has killer poetry, killer music. She's an outstanding actress. The entire no-wave scene is a phenomenal, very groundbreaking scene that emerged specifically in like the late 70s going into the 80s. And Lydia Lunch has pretty much exemplified a good amount of that scene. Actually, me and my girlfriend went over to see Lydia Lunch, I think, a few weeks ago. And her poetry was phenomenal, as well as the film that she showed. It was a film that specifically centered around depression, anxiety, and rage, and how artists specifically cope with that. And I feel like watching that has been really healing for basically like every artist or pretty much every single person in that room. Like, I definitely saw a few tears shed from that. So Lydia Lunch is an icon, and yeah.
It's so cool. What else?
If I could collab with anyone, all my answers, they're either like not together anymore, or they might, and some of their members are dead. But I guess Janitor Joe, one of their members is dead, but they are a really good grunge band that was on the rise around the same time as Nirvana, and their bassist, Kristen Taft, oh my gosh, she was so awesome, and I would love to collab with them or try. Or Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, that's a good answer.
Yeah, I love Bob Ross. I would love to just have a conversation with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of cover art, another one would be Storm Thorgerson, who did a good amount of Pink Floyd's album covers, as well as the Cranberries. Did a cover for Dream Theater once, and I really admire his surrealist work.
Super cool. It's a good answer.
Bob Ross cover.
What about you guys?
I'm between two artists. I, thanks to Spotify in like 2018, and my interest in anime at the time, I got a lot of recommended, like Japanese artists for like, Visual K, shoegaze, Japanese shoegaze, post-genre, even a little bit of dream pop. So also like drone, doom metal stuff. So, I don't know. I was thinking either Boris. I don't know if you know what Boris
is. I don't think
is.
I know Boris.
They're like a drone sludge stoner metal band, and I just am obsessed with their, like, their sound. Like, they're very loud, and they just really focus on, like, the frequencies and the oscillation of their, of the droning of like with their guitars and stuff. Or I also like Buck Tick, even though one of the lead singers dead, but they got me into like Visual K and stuff, which I don't really listen to much, but I really, they helped me get into like more alternative, more goth stuff. And I just love their, the way that they write. I just always feel like the parts always are just so well written and made for each other and complement each other so well. Yeah.
Good answers. These are bands I need to listen to. I want you guys to make me a playlist.
You know what?
Get into this. Do that.
You know what the dream album / release / EP would sound like? Erotic, produced by Brian Eno, with a feature from Robert Smith of The Cure.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that would be really cool.
I can picture it now.
And Bob Ross.
And Bob Ross.
Yes,
that's so cool.
By Bob Ross.
Aries, we need to sit down sometime and just like watch Bob Ross videos too. We need to like do a Bob Ross painting together.
Yes.
You know, I'm obsessed.
So rad.
When I was, this is kind of a funny bit of Val lore. If you listen to my show, you learn more about me every week. When I was in eighth grade and I was depressed, I would come home every day and just listen to Bob Ross, not even like do the paintings, but I would just sit and listen to him. Something about it in my brain, it was like ASMR to me.
Yes.
Where I just like would watch Bob Ross until he fell asleep.
Yeah.
But he's like, it's okay if you make a mistake. It's a happy accident.
And I'm like, you're so a happy Bob little Ross. Tree.
So
or
calming.
A happy little bird, how about?
And I'm like, Bob Ross, you're so nice to
like
me.
Like interspliced him just like slapping the canvas.
Yeah.
Just
beat the devil out of it.
You ever hear him pronounce the word white?
White. We're gonna get a little bit of this titanium white. Titanium
cloud white.
Cloud white. That's awesome.
Yes. Titanium white. So uplifting.
As much as I would love to talk about Bob Ross forever and ever, I'm more interested in Aritza.
No way.
I want to ask you guys about what it's like to be mostly girl and femme presenting punk band. Or first of all, how would you describe your genre? Would you say it was punk?
I usually call it goth grunge, and
goth
people
grunge.
Have taken to that phrasing. They're like, yeah, I think that's probably a good explanation of it.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Are you guys all on the same page about that?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
we're very Batcave for sure. We're very Batcave goth. But we have
Batman.
Like a lot of
Batman.
But we have a lot of influences from like emo, like second wave and third wave, as well as just like some, you know, metal, and it goes all over the place. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like hard to characterize it. But I usually say like, oh yeah, we kind of make like bat cavey goth kind of stuff whenever I'm like talking to people about the stuff that we make.
I think that works. That works really well.
Mm.
So what is it like for you guys to be, to be a femme-presenting, mostly girl, sorry, Jasper, goth grunge band?
Relieving.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of crap for that in the punk scene? Because in my experience playing in punk bands, I would get crap from some all-male punk bands. Just weird, kind of offhanded, you know, you play good for a girl type of compliments.
Ugh.
Do you get a lot of that?
Surprisingly, I feel like we haven't yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's because we're not
we're
pushing to be in the punk scene specifically, so people are kind of more accepting of like, oh, if you don't label yourself, we can't judge you based on these standards.
Yeah.
And also the punk scene in Denver is very, very hardcore based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about, before we went on air, what advice you guys are, or what you would tell a band that's similar to you all in terms of style and sound and in terms of being female-fronted, what advice you would give them, what you would say to them, how you would encourage them, even bands that are inspired by Aritic or influenced by Aritic, what you could say to those people.
I would say be patient and know what you want. my bad. I know it's like, it can be really exciting to be in a band and start a band and just to be in a band. But you can take your time and like write with different people to see who you write well with, who you communicate with easily, who has the same values as you and the same dream, like goals and dreams in terms of what they want to do with a band as well. I think it's really important, to like, make sure you're friends, you know, with everyone, and you have, like, a shared goal and dream. I feel like being in a, you know, mostly female band, it feels empowering, because I just feel like the communication is just a little different. There's a more of a balance of ideas. I don't know if that makes sense. But
no, that makes sense.
I've just really felt that with this band especially, that there's, like, a balance that that I've, like, been wanting to find for so long that I'm really happy to have found.
Yeah,
and, yeah, and just, like, don't, like, if you know what you want to be and you know what kind of music you want, like, don't settle for band members just so you can have a band and start. So, they're like, make sure you find the right people that you want to start this project with.
Yes, very much that.
Yeah. Collect all of the pain that you feel on a daily basis. All of the pain, all of the discomfort, and all of the terrible, terrible things in your life. Collect all of that. Purge it out into your art, regardless of whether you are just playing guitar, bass, drums, whether you are putting it out on your vocals, whether you're playing keys or saxophone or piccolo or whatever it is, purge out your pain onto whatever instrument you have in your hand.
If you can't afford therapy, pick up an instrument.
Emotion is wonderful for the stage, too.
Yes.
And if you can't afford an instrument, then make your own.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just start screaming.
That's exactly it.
That's why I love being a vocalist. I have no instruments to carry. It's great.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice, Kara?
It's so good. I just show up good and I'm like, why are you guys taking so long? I'm ready.
It's awesome. I really love that response. I think that's really heartfelt, and I think that's going to... really sit right with a lot of people. So very, very nice.
Yeah.
We do have 21 minutes left of our show, and I want to take some time to talk about what the future of Heretic looks like for you guys. I want to talk about some upcoming shows that you have. I know you guys were very excited about Halloween and some Halloween events that you have planned, right?
We have a show tentatively on November 1st, mm-hmm. which is Halloween weekend, so we will be in costume. It will be very fun.
Mm-hmm. November 1st is still Halloween.
It is.
So wear a costume. It and is. Where are you guys performing?
I forget. We don't know yet.
It's not
We've
set.
We've been asked by someone, and yeah, we're waiting to hear from them.
Yeah.
To be yes. announced. To be
deed. Yeah. I didn't forget.
What are you guys going to be? Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween?
It's a surprise. We know.
How about the four Beatles and the honorary fifth Beatle?
Yeah.
And one of you guys is going to be the
can be Yoko Ono.
No, that'd be funny. I was thinking of being Rocky from Rocky Horror.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I was last year.
Oh,
and
nice.
The year before.
Nice.
You can't do it now. It's
Let's do...
Are you talking...
No, go ahead.
Yeah, are you talking collectively as the band or just like individual costume?
Individual. Or whatever. Oh.
Ooh,
oh, I want to know.
Talk individual.
Applejack from My Little Pony.
Can we ask the audience what their favorite My Little Pony is?
Put it in Jack. Put it in Jack.
The Applejack. Applejack.
No! Y'all.
They don't know My Little Pony.
Y'all.
You're a hater, Kara.
I am a hater.
You're a hater.
Applejack hater.
She's honest and hardworking, Kara.
I have to work at a place called Applejack every day.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear more about Applejack, guys. It's my
Shout
weekend.
Out
Rainbow Dash. Is no, the one and only
Rainbow Dash.
So cool. All right,
it's rarity, like it's obviously rarity.
Rarity's a baller.
Cool. Well, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be dressed up, and maybe Jasper and I will do Rocky Horror, who knows. But November 1st is still Halloween, so wear a costume and come and check out Heretic on November 1st.
Exactly.
The location of the show will be released, I expect, relatively soon. So
at least in October.
In October, for sure. So, if you're planning on making it down to the show, where can everybody find your socials to check up on that?
Yes.
Heretic.band, A-R-A-T-I-K dot B-A-N-D.
Heretic.band.
On Instagram.
That's Heretic.band.
Oh, on the gram. Yes.
On the gram.
Yes. Super cool, super cool. Well, I'm going to be there.
We have
so.
A website. Fancy.
You guys have a website?
Yes.
It's in our bio.
Jasper's like, we do?
Cool.
I didn't know that either.
To be fair, I also forgot.
I made the website.
And I know that you guys also are working on an EP, correct?
Yes, we are.
Am I allowed to talk about that?
Do it.
Yes.
Go off.
Tell me what we can expect from this EP and from Heretic.
Good
We're
music.
Be recording October 12th-ish.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 songs, we're hoping. And if you've been to any of our live shows, you've heard them, so...
Is Blood and Guts perhaps on the EP?
Perhaps. So. Time, we'll pa- time permitting.
I really hope so, and I wanted you guys to play Blood and Guts so bad.
It's actually the first song we wrote.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
No way, I didn't mm-hmm. know about this.
Mm-hmm.
What's that one about?
Honestly, I don't remember.
It's about blood. It's about guts.
It's about blood, guts. I don't think I had a
and all.
Big
it's
picture.
About,
I was just like, ooh, yes, body.
I mean, based on the lyrics, it's like, it's about wanting someone to consume you.
Yeah. You want someone to eat you up in whatever way you want to take that.
Cannibalism, a metaphor.
Blood, guts, and all.
You know how, like, when people are like, I love you so much, I want to crawl into your skin.
Yeah, but not
that. Like that.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
The man never said that to me.
If someone said that to me, I would be like, hey, I don't think I can see you again.
Yeah, totally.
But if it's in song, it's totally cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm so excited to hear Blood and Guts. I really, really want it to be on the EP, but we're going to be hearing more about that in, I guess, weeks to come, because you guys are starting on October 12th, which is super, super cool. Yes. Right on. Guys, this has been so fun. This is...
Yes!
I love you all so much, and you're insanely talented. Do you guys know that?
Well, you're insanely talented. Stop. I mean, you put up this cool show.
No, I don't know that. You should tell us more.
Yeah. Yeah, one more time.
Well, once you guys get the EP out, I would love to have you back on for a part two interview, because we need to hear Blood and Guts live in the studio, as well as Velveteen again and some other pieces that I love from you guys.
Yeah. Stay tuned, y'all.
Stay tuned. Aries is giving me happy hands right now. It's awesome. It's
crab guys,
thank you so much for being here. Thanks for hanging out with me on this beautiful Sunday. How are you all feeling?
Dandy.
So
wonderful.
Good.
I have to pee
so
a
happy.
All right, well, I think we'll wrap it up there. But y'all, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for playing some music for us. It's been a super fun
thank
time.
Thank you, Val.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Val.
Thank you, Val. Thanks for having
us. Thank you, guys. To everybody who's tuned in, who liked Aeritic, you can check them out on Instagram at aeritic.band. That's aeritic.band. And if you like my show, you can check out at vals.radio on Instagram as well. Thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to seeing you again and seeing you perform on November 1st. Thank you for being here. I had such a fun time. Thank you for staying tuned. You're listening to The GOAT, KYGTLP at 102.7 and 103.9 FM. The GOAT. My name is Val. You're listening to Val's Radio. Thank you all. Say goodbye to the listeners. Yes.
Bye.
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 Stay
bye,
love.
Bye, Bats and
Bits. Bye.
will echo every step.
Now she's gone.